Today, I'm talking to David Annand. You are the fundraising manager for Crossroads Care Surrey. The charity has been providing support to unpaid carers in Surrey for over 40 years. So, welcome back to Radio Jackie, David.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about your Woolly Hat Appeal, which is going to be running from the 2nd to the 8th of November. I understand the appeal is celebrating the 60th anniversary of the iconic soap opera Crossroads, from where the charity derived its name. So, do you want to explain the significance of the woolly hat for our listeners and the character Benny who wore it?
Sure, yeah. As you say, it's the 60th anniversary of the very first episode of the old television program Crossroads. And that's where Crossroads Care Surrey gets its name from, because those who are old enough to remember will remember that Meg ran the motel and she had a son called Sandy, who was disabled in a wheelchair. And that storyline was so popular that the TV company that produced Crossroads donated the first sum of money to set up the first Crossroads Care. So,
Interesting.
yeah, so you'll find Crossroads Care all around the country, but they're all run independently. So Crossroads Care Surrey is independent to the others and just covers the Surrey area. But that's the reason why we're called Crossroads. So what we thought it would be a nice thing to do to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the very first episode, which happened on the 2nd of November, is to create a wear a woolly hat appeal. Where we're asking people to wear a woolly hat at some point in between the 2nd of November and the 8th of November, to take a photo of themselves in that woolly hat and send it to us or post it on social media and tag us in. And we create a picture board of all people that are supporting unpaid carers. And then at the same time, they can either donate as little as a pound, either via text or on our dedicated Just Giving page. And the woolly hat, yeah, is very much linked to Benny, who was a character in Crossroads, as many people will remember.
Brilliant. I understand you've got knitting patterns online for people to knit their woolly hats, and I'm hoping that you're going to send us a picture of yourself in a woolly hat at some stage.
I will definitely be wearing a woolly hat. I won't be knitting one. That's not my forte, but one of the reasons why we put knitting patterns on there was obviously for anybody that's a keen knitter to utilize, but also we have connections with a lot of care homes in Surrey, and a lot of those residents do knitting classes in the care home, so it's a nice thing for them to be able to do and to participate.
And it gets them involved, doesn't it? So all the people who
Yes.
love their knitting can get on with the woolly hats.
Yes.
And where will the woolly hats end up if people sort of wear them for a week and they decided not to? Are you going to have some sort of campaign where you can sell them online by the charity and people can have one of these iconic 60th anniversary woolly hats?
That's an idea. We weren't really thinking about that. It really depends how many people actually decide to make their own or just wear one that they already own. But I'm sure if the care homes have a collection of knitted hats, then we will come up with a plan either to sell them or potentially donate them maybe to a homeless charity. That might be quite a nice thing to do.
Yeah, or companies having team woolly hat photos. Maybe I might be able to persuade Radio Jackie people for us all to wear a woolly hat in that week and we can send you a picture.
Yes, do that. Do that. I mean, the lovely thing about this appeal, it is literally for everybody, for schools, community groups, companies. We want to see a variety of people taking part, and to understand that, you know, there are a lot of unpaid carers out there that need to be recognised, and it's a nice and easy way to do that.
And it's something you as a charity really help. You're there, you've got a big website, you've got a portal for all unpaid carers to help them with any issues they might have. How can Radio Jackie listeners join in? What can they do to join in?
It's very simple. From that week, 2nd of November to the 8th of November, wear a woolly hat, any woolly hat, make a donation from as little as a pound. You can either text it or via Just Giving, and then send us a picture of you in your woolly hat or your friends or your work colleagues. Simple as that. And we've got a dedicated web page on our website. So if you just go into any search bar and type Crossroads Care Surrey, wear a woolly hat, a dedicated page will come up telling you all about it, how to get involved. But yeah, it'd be lovely to get as many people as possible.
Brilliant. Thank you for your time this afternoon. Is there anything you want to add? I think we've probably covered it, haven't we?
No, I'm looking forward to seeing people in their woolly hats. That's all.
I am too. I love woolly hats. I always go for a woolly hat when I'm walking. It keeps your ears warm and they're fun
It
to
does.
wear, aren't they? Especially with a big
And
bob
we're
on the top.
exactly, and we all need one come November, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, let's look at this weather. As long as they don't get blown off with all the winds, we can snug over our ears and enjoy wearing it. So if you're moving on from that, are you getting a lot of concern from unpaid carers about the loss of the winter fuel allowance for themselves, as they're often elderly themselves, and the allowance was a welcome boost to their own income?
It is a bit concerning. I mean, the winter fuel allowance was automatically paid to anyone receiving a state pension and wasn't means tested. But now it's only going to be paid to those who have reached state pension age and who receive pension credit or another means tested benefit. So the concern is for those elderly carers that are just above that pension credit threshold.
Yeah.
They're the ones that we're most concerned about. And, you know, the stats that we've got are that 45% of carers that are aged 65 or over that aren't in receipt of a pension credit are worried about living costs.
Yeah.
And 20% of those are having to cut back on essentials like food and heating. So it's for those that are just above that will be missing out on that winter fuel allowance that is the biggest concern.
I was wondering if yourselves, and I know a lot of citizens advice bureaus are giving people help in filling in this application form for pension credit, which is quite an arduous form. And I wondered if you were getting the same questions asked of you.
Well, we do. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of these benefit forms like pension credit, and a lot of people aren't claiming it that are entitled to it. That's another thing that should be said. Things like attendance allowance. I mean, that form is about a 40-page form. And what you'll find, there's various organisations that are set up that are there to they help you fill out the forms. Companies are now being created to help you fill out an attendance form so that you're guaranteed to get it, basically. But yeah, all of the forms are quite difficult. It's the life of an unpaid carer. Nothing's easy, unfortunately.
David, thank you. As always, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Keep in touch. Thank you.
And you. Thanks, Jackie. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.